Hello, listener. Before we jump into the episode, I have a quick question for you. We're thinking of doing a live episode in Los Angeles and are curious how many of our listeners are actually in the area. So if you could let us know if you think you'd realistically be interested and able to come out for an evening, that would be wonderful. If you're listening on Spotify, respond using the polls feature, send us a tweet on Twitter, or send us an email. The links to all those things are in the description. We'd love to hear from you. Now, on to the episode. Welcome to this preview of our latest Patreon-exclusive episode. To continue the conversation and listen to the full episode, head over to the Beyond the Screenplay Patreon. The link is in the show notes. Hi, I'm Michael. Welcome to Beyond the Screenplay, the podcast where each episode we do a conversational deep dive analysis into a film. I'm joined by the Beyond the Screenplay team, Trisha Arand.
Hello, everyone.
Brian Bittner.
Hello, hello.
And Alex Calleros.
Hi.
So we're doing something a little special for all of you patrons today. We're going to, so occasionally we as a team decide to try to engage with like a really simple, easy to answer question that's like a small scope that you can fully exhaust within the course of a single episode, like we did with What is Star Wars? And this being Oscar season, we thought it'd be fun to have a conversation about acting. Not as experts. I wouldn't say any of us are expert actors that have been nominated for things, performances. But we do watch movies, and we all of us that watch movies have thoughts on performance and what makes a performance good. What do award shows look for in performances? Why do some performances feel good or not? Or why do they feel good to some people, not other people? I think there's a lot of interesting things to explore within acting that we don't really talk about that much. We kind of just assume and talk, you know, go about our days, you know, thinking our thoughts that we have about acting without diving into it. And we're going to dive into it today. And so similar to our format that we did with Star Wars, we sort of each have come with a question or a thing we want to put forth to the group to discuss. And so we'll kind of go around and hear from each one of us, and that'll sort of be how the conversation evolves and flows. But to begin, Brian, I believe you've prepared an opening statement for our conversation about acting.
I did. there's something that I kind of wanted to get out of the way first. I went to school for theater in Philadelphia for 4 years for my undergrad. And so I've spent a lot of time acting and thinking about acting and learning acting. And just one thing I wanted to mention at the top is just like, acting is a craft. It is a learned technique, you know, that you go and you study how to do. And I feel like to some people that's obvious, and to some people they think it's just like a thing that happens, like someone starts acting, you know, or they like move out to LA and someone's like, come be in a movie or whatever, right? And that can happen, right? But it's just like, there are so many things that are studied, and all these actors that you love, like they have worked their asses off on a lot of this stuff, right? And when I say craft, I'm talking both technical things like breath control and physicality and knowing where the camera is and how big or small to be, depending on whether you're in a Shakespearean comedy on a giant stage or whether you're filming a close up in a, really understated drama. It's funny because I think that like when you watch, like, I always think of athletes on SNL or something, right? Just sort of like someone who shows up and is like trying to act, you know, and you're just like, oh, they're not a good actor. And it's like, there's also a thing of like they haven't studied just like how to even be like on camera in front of somebody, right? Unless it's to like give a press conference or something. So then every once in a while you're surprised because you're like, oh, they actually speak well, they actually do that. But sometimes it's just they have not taken like day one of just like this learning this craft, right? And then the other side of it is of the craft is learning the truth of the scene, like how to, like, what is the character's objective with each line? What is the character's inner monologue when another character is speaking, when no one is speaking? You know, we've all heard acting is reacting, and it's just like, it's not just about, I say a line and then I sit and wait. I always think, for some reason of Star Wars, like I think it's all of the first six films, whenever like an Imperial officer is giving Vader like information or asking for orders. It's just like this blank look on their face where they like say a line and then Vader talks and they're just looking and then they say their next line. And a lot of times they're like walking down a hall. They're not even looking to see if they're going to like hit somebody, you know? And it's just this thing of like, oh, they, this one actor who just has these couple lines, but I'm seeing like, oh, they're not existing in this world, right? They're just there to like, I deliver a line and then I wait and then I deliver a line. My thesis at Temple University, where I went, was a David Mamet one act play called The Woods. Two people in the play. But despite that, my character, like 30% of his lines were yes, no, and I don't know. Because it takes to the end of the play for him to actually let go and say what's on his mind, right? So the whole time he's just like bubbling. And you better believe I had to do all the work to know what every single one of those lines meant and what I really wanted to say with that line and what I, you know, all that kind of stuff. Also, a lot of times, because it's Mamet, it's I do not know, which is a weird thing to do. So I had to like decide how to say that in a way that sounded like, why would the character be saying this instead of I don't know? So that all of that is to say it's a technique like anything else. It's just a more subjective technique than anything else. You know, if you build a building, people can be like, that building doesn't look right. And you can be like, yeah, but it's standing, right? Like it is doing the things a building should do. And acting is whatever it is, you know? So it's like, yes, there is this kind of foundational technique that you learn, which of course not everyone learns, and that's also fine for some films, but then there's just like 1,000 iterations of that, right? And it's like what one school of thought may consider to be good technique, maybe another one doesn't, and then techniques become outdated and they change from medium to medium and from country to country. You know, you have the really intense method actors who lock themselves in a hotel room, da da da, and then you have the actors who say, I show up and I hit my marks and I say the lines and I go play golf or whatever. Right? The classic that you've heard a million times, the Laurence Olivier, Dustin Hoffman, Marathon Man thing where Dustin Hoffman comes in. He's like, I didn't sleep all night because my character doesn't sleep all night. And Laurence Olivier is like, oh, why don't you try acting? You know, and it's like, those are just like that you hear that story all the time because it literally is just, these are those two schools of thought, right? Were they both great actors? Absolutely. Right. You know, so it's like that works. Just like with any technique, some actors haven't spent a second of their life studying any of this and they're phenomenal. You know, they just have it. They naturally have it. Some of those things that you learn how to do, they just grew up learning how to do, or they learned them from something else. And then some people study their asses off and can't hack their way out of a paper bag because they just don't have that it factor, right? So I'm definitely not trying to say like acting is a thing that you must study and you must go to school for this many years and da-da-da-da, as much as I'm saying it is a thing that people do study and people do learn. And there is a lot of craft and technique that goes into it. And I just kind of wanted to put that there as a foundation as we launch into the rest of the conversation.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I feel like that's an important thing because I think there are a lot of your casual moviegoer probably doesn't think about, or doesn't even know how, what they would be thinking about when they think about what goes into acting and scene work and preparation and like all those things, because it's like a lot of things in films, when it's really good, acting can be invisible, kind of like sound design, like all these things. And when it's bad, it's right there. And in some ways I feel like I feel extra bad for actors because they're the ones in front of the camera. So they're going to be the first thing that gets looked at or mocked if something is bad. So yeah, I think that's a really good, important foundation to have laid. I'm just like acting is work. It's not. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Acting is work. Acting is hard.
Right. Yeah.
Well, and really quickly, that acting is, and we'll get into this more, but acting is a whole body thing that you do, right? It's internal work, as you're pointing out, in terms of preparation, memorization, getting ready. But then there's like a lot of stuff that goes into embodying a character. So much of that is also invisible, but is an incredible amount of work. Like, I want to just say that too. I'm going to talk about the role of like the director and producer later and kind of the bigger picture people who like make acting happen. But actors also need to like, you know, we hear about the big physical transformations where like actors lost 50 pounds to do this role, or, you know, they like went to the gym every day and like ate 3,000 calories and they did this. And we hear about some of that stuff again, but we are interested in those stories because those are the visible physical markers of it. But like, even just the way that you do simple things on screen that your character might do that you might not be familiar with doing, that like, I think all the time when I've talked a lot about this on the show, but like people who ride horses in movies, like riding horses is really hard. And learning to ride a horse in a believable way, because you're in a Western or because you're in a period drama or whatever it is an incredible amount of work. And to make it look like you were from that time, from that place, doing that your whole life, riding a horse, is in itself really difficult. Or even something as simple as being a parent. The way that you handle the body of your own child and interplay with someone, the other actor that is with you, a child actor that you are pretending is your child, that is an insane amount of physical work that you and that other young actor have to do together to make that even remotely like believable within the world of the story. And so just wanting to call out something that we don't often talk about with acting, which is that side of the work, that side of the physical preparation. You know, we sometimes talk about like, I remember on our Heat episode, we talked about the people shooting guns in the like bank robbery scene and how that's like studied, but how long it took them just to like, again, sell something that seems invisible to us. They pick up the gun, they fire it, but how they do that, if you've never picked up a gun and fired it in your life, that's an insane thing to learn how to do simply to do it on screen for a minute, right? So just wanting to say, like, the actors out there that do the physical work to do something simple, difficult, visible, invisible, to embody a character is, like, extremely commendable and impressive across the board. And just want to start there also.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they move their faces, too. But they move their bodies.
Hope you enjoyed this preview clip. To continue the conversation and listen to the entire episode, head over to the Beyond the Screenplay Patreon. The link is in the show notes.